الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. For each of our progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are essentially two factors that determine how far you get on your path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first of all of us are on a path, that's obvious. And we've all made a sincere commitment to not only submit to Allah, but to try to get as close as possible in nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore to try to earn as much as of a reward as we can on the Day of Judgment. So there's two factors that determine our progress along this path. The first is our good deeds, and the second is our avoidance of evil deeds or bad deeds. So two factors. One is our good deeds, and the second is our avoidance of bad deeds. Now if you look at our daily lives, usually the good deeds aren't the problem. So all of us, we pray the best we can 5 times a day. Even if we miss a prayer, we make it up. We fast during the month of Ramadan. We take the Shahada on our tongue, which in and of itself is such an enormous act. We have the intention or have already gone for Hajj. And we regularly pay our zakah. In fact, we give charity. So most of the good deeds that are required by the deen, we do most of them. We make an effort to follow the sunnah, etc. Then the question arises, if we're doing all these good deeds, why don't we experience progress in our development? Why is it that we feel like we're in the exact same place all the time? Or why is it that we're moving backwards? And so it only leaves the obvious second part of the equation, which is that we don't avoid bad deeds. There's two factors to avoiding bad deeds. The first, which is actually the hardest, is that you have to realize that a deed is bad. And often, one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the veils that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places on the hearts of certain people is that they do something bad and they don't even realize that they're doing something bad. They think they're totally fine. And you'll find people throughout the world, they'll be breaking the tenets of the Sharia and they'll think, well, I'm doing everything fine. I'm a great person. I'm giving charity. I'm sharing with people. I'm a nice person. And they'll be breaking the Sharia left and right and it makes no difference to them. And so that's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a veil on their heart as concerns their deeds. And so they can't tell about those deeds. And the way that you figure out the way that you're able to reveal to yourself or the way that that opens up to you is when you spend time in reflection and when you spend time in solitude. Because when you spend time in solitude, you get closer to Allah. And then when you get closer to Allah and you go back to your life, and you begin to do those same things, you feel the direct effect of a loss of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, we've talked about that in detail. What I want to focus on this particular short talk is the second aspect of bad deeds, and that is avoiding bad deeds. So once you've realized what is bad, or that you're doing certain bad things in your life, the second part is to avoid bad deeds. And the ayah which I recited in the very beginning of the talk actually highlights the fundamental means by which we can avoid bad deeds. And so the ayah, it's actually from Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed Adam alayhi salam and his companion, his mate, in Jannah, he said to them, eat from whatever you want and enjoy. But the only thing you have to do is I want you to not come near this tree. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا. And you too, do not approach this tree. هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. And if you do, فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. You will become from among the ظَالِمِين, the wrongdoers. Now if you look at the tafsir of this particular ayah, you find that approaching the tree wasn't the problem for Adam and his mate, alayhim as-salam. That wasn't the problem. Approaching the tree. The problem was actually interacting and partaking of that tree. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually gave them a tremendous amount of wisdom in by commanding them. He didn't say, don't eat from this tree, or don't take from this tree. He said, don't even approach this tree. Why? Because if you approach the tree, you're going to end up going down that slippery slope and actually taking from that tree. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lays down a very, very beautiful principle by which you can avoid those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to avoid. And that is, you've got to stay out of the environment of that sin. You can't go into an environment and say, I'm tough, I'll be able to stand up to that sin. You won't be able to do it. The whole point is that you have to avoid the environment completely. So you'll see this concept within the Sharia as well. This helps to highlight so many principles within the Sharia. For example, there's nothing wrong with a brother talking to a sister, inherently. Right? What's wrong with that? I mean, if you think about it on a rational level, why would that be a wrong deed? I mean, the average common person who has sense will tell you, yes, murder, that's a bad deed. And zina, that's a bad deed. But if you say to them, well, you know, talking to a woman, for example, the common person would say, well, there's nothing really wrong with that. And in fact, if you really think about it, there's been interactions in the Quran between men and women, and that wasn't prohibited in previous ummah. So it's not one of these inherently bad deeds. But the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet ﷺ prohibited this deed upon us is because it leads to the next deed, which is once you talk to someone, then you want to spend time with them, and that leads down a slippery slope where eventually it becomes a type of zina. And so throughout the Sharia you'll find this. For example, taking photographs, right? I mean, what's so bad about taking a photograph or making a photograph? There's nothing really inherently wrong with it. But the problem is that that opens the door to a slippery slope where you find that in the previous umam, first somebody started making pictures of someone. And then they began to make statues of those people. And then they began to make idols of those statues. And then they began to take those idols and worship them as their primary lord. So the Sharia closes the door to that slippery slope so that you can avoid the sin completely. This is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding in this particular ayah. Because He doesn't tell Adam alayhi salam, don't eat from the tree. He says, don't even go near